Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's the MFers.
I'm just looking to keep the ball rolling. I get loud sometimes. Even my wife's like, what are you hollering at? I'm making random noises in the house. Didn't do it for him.
For a guy that doesn't like talking about himself.
When you're called the greatest quarterback of all time by just about every sports writer.
I don't like it. I don't like when people say it.
He's the LOAT.
Tom Brady seems to like talking about himself lately.
It'd be a no-brainer if you said, you know, hey, you got a chance to get Wayne Gretzky on your team, or you get a chance at Michael Jordan on your team. Oh, we don't need him, you know, no thanks.
We play around a big deal, no big deal at 4:30. It's Lou.
Yo, this is what I do. Yeah. I get after it.
It's Christian.
Triple X hardcore Red Sox porn.
It's Mutt.
Alex Cora didn't talk dirty to us today.
On WEEI.
You don't sound good.
Clap.
You don't sound good, Christian.
What?
You don't sound good.
I don't know if I like the way that big deal, no big deal was presented during the open. Are we playing a round of big deal? We don't play
like a round of golf?
A yeah, big deal, no big
life.
Deal.
It's a way of life.
It's a lifestyle.
It's a lifestyle, Christian.
Get with him and make sure he... Who writes these up? You write them, don't you?
I do write them.
I would expect more from you.
You know what?
I'm not mad at you. You know what it is, Ryan?
I'm not mad at you.
I'm disappointed. I am.
Oh,
my God. I'm disappointed.
That's
like,
so
you
much
should
worse.
Know better.
That's...
Out of all the people in this building, you, of all people, you broke my heart. You know that,
man.
Right? You broke my heart.
I knew it was
it's
you.
It's broken. I knew it was you. I'm not going to kiss you because gross.
Thank you.
But still, you get the point.
I'm glad we're gone down that road here today. Good start.
Hey, happy
good
Thursday.
Start. Happy Thursday. It's a getaway day for the boys. They are off tomorrow, so they're both in a great mood.
It's a getaway
for the next
day. Is this
four
the way
hours?
It feels? Is this the way baseball players feel on getaway
yeah,
day?
Yeah, let's go. Hit the road. Let's do it.
Playing, yeah. Get away from the wife and the
listen.
Kids.
Hey, yeah, just swing at the first pitch.
All right.
Swing at the first pitch.
The problem for you is that clock doesn't go anywhere. You can swing at every pitch you want. 6 o'clock, 5:45 for some of you here in this room.
It doesn't matter.
It really doesn't matter. I will tell you right now,
yes.
An hour from now.
Yes.
Shocking NFL news broke about the COVID-19 protocols. We're going to detail it all at 3 o'clock because there's a lot to pick through, and I expect we'll have by then a reaction around the NFL because what they released today, the memo released by the league to teams.
Gangster.
I would say is shocking.
Gangster. Like, it's a mob move.
I'm not trying to overstate this, but if you're an NFL fan, there is a lot to pick through here that could affect your team and could affect a team in this division and a high-profile player. We're going to get to the shocking NFL news on COVID-19 coming up at 3 o'clock today, so about an hour from now. I want to start, though, with some shocking Tom Brady news.
Oh, we're going shocking to shocking.
Shocking Tom Brady sound.
Right,
I don't think the jokes were shocking over at the White House the other day. I don't think the postscript of him, you know, his wife, a birthday wish on Instagram was shocking. I think this is shocking. So he did a long-form sit-down with Jim Gray on this Mad Dog, Coach K, whatever show they do, where Jim Gray sits down with his friends or Coach K sits down with friends. And so Jim Gray had this long-form interview with Tom Brady, and specifically this cut I want to start with here today is very out of character for my guy TB12. He's asked about by Jim Gray, to his credit, who were those MFing teams that would not sign Tom Brady in the offseason, something he talked about, and Brady had an answer.
And there's no better place for me to go than where I actually went was the Bucks. And
but you've caused a lot of intrigue with this, and everybody's guessing. Do you care to expose who it was you were talking about?
No, because there's private things for me that are going to remain motivational for me. So they know who they are. I mean, they know that the teams
you think
know,
they know?
Yeah, the teams know who were probably interested and it's fine. I mean, everyone's got a choice to choose. You know, I think what you realize is that there's not as many smart people as you think. You know, it's just the reality. I think it's some it'd be a no-brainer if you said, you know, hey, you got a chance to get Wayne Gretzky on your team, or you get a chance to have Michael Jordan on your team. Oh, we don't need him. You know, no thanks. We're good. You know, in my mind, I'm kind of thinking, okay, well, let me go show those teams what they're missing. And at the same time, let me go prove to the team that did bet on me and the team that really showed that they really wanted me and committed to me that I'm not going to let them down.
Wow. We have never, ever heard that from Brady.
A lot in that
Holy crap.
Brady comparing himself to Jordan and Gretzky, which I think we do.
Every day. Everybody does. I'm a Brady Binky. Yeah.
Jim Gray kind of just got him to be able to open up
excellent
and compare
question
himself
by Jim
to
Gray.
Those two guys.
Well, it was funny because it was like, so you're telling me, so it's like, how dare they? They don't get it. So you have an opportunity to have the greatest quarterback of all time. And put it in perspective any way you want. Like he tries to use Gretzky and Michael Jordan. You know,
those are the greatest of all time at their sport, correct?
At their sports. Okay. Finally, like, wow, you have a chance. Finally, the window of opportunity opens for you. And you can have this guy. You can sign him. He could be on your team. You spent all these years trying to figure out ways to beat him, and you've been failing. Finally, he could be on your team. Hey, open the bidding. Crickets. It's only a couple teams really interested. And people are kind of, you know, driving by and trying to kicking the tires a little bit. But nobody's really willing to dive all in. And you guys are willing. Okay, well, screw you. I'm going to prove you wrong. You know the answers to the test. You know I'm great. You know I do nothing but win. Give me some weapons, and you can be part of the parade also. We can all get drunk together, and you're going to pass on that? He was probably leaving these meetings or some of these phone calls going, what the hell's going on here? Do they not know I'm Tom Brady? Do they think this is a prank call? They do know it's the real Tom Brady call.
They thought
right?
It was Christian Medical Sales.
They thought it was another Tom Brady. Medical Sales. Hey, you're actually going to pass on this opportunity?
The problem is, are we talking about Michael Jordan at 38 signing with Washington?
No. Did you get that impression when he said Gretzky Jordan
I know,
together?
We're talking about like Gretzky when he was, 36? What was his last stop? Like with the Rangers? You know what I mean? Or are we talking prime? You know, because I think that was kind of it. Weren't a lot of teams sitting there saying, okay, Brady is how old? Like, you know, in their prime, nobody would turn down a Brady, Gretzky, or Jordan. But it doesn't have to be realistic. And I know last year he had a good year and they won the Super Bowl. Great year winning the Super Bowl, right? But it wasn't, I don't know, the way he puts it almost sounds like, you know, would you turn these guys down in their prime? No, nobody would. Nobody would.
But they did.
But a 38-year-old Michael Jordan went into Washington. Some teams turned him down there. I know he wanted to play there, but still, I don't know. Do you fault them for turning down like a 38-year-old Jordan?
Yeah, I still would. You had a chance to sign Michael Jordan to your team. Yes, I'd fault any team didn't do that. Or Gretzky, when he went to the Rangers there at the end. I didn't get that. I got that as Brady comparing himself to the other two guys. There was that cartoon that was on when I was a kid. You guys are a little bit older, I think. But Saturday mornings, the superstars, with Gretzky and Bo Jackson and Jordan. Like, they were considered the best ever at what they did. Jackson to a lesser extent. And that's what Brady was doing. He's including himself with the superstars, wasn't he?
There's great. Not as many smart people as you think. You know?
Belichick.
But that is also to all the other teams. Like, how stupid are you? If somebody told you they had the winning lottery ticket, okay, the winning lottery ticket was a trip to the Super Bowl. Oh. And that person, that lottery ticket was Tom Brady. You would walk away from him and say, nah, I don't believe in it. I'm telling you, it's a winning lottery ticket. That's what he thinks. That's how he views himself.
Well, I know, but
I'm a guaranteed championship.
Well, I know. Yeah, I don't know if it's
a
guaranteed
And you're so dumb, you can't see it.
On other teams?
Any team.
Any team. Yeah, you think no matter what team he signed, you think if he went to Las Vegas, if the Raiders were one
Super
of these
Bowl victory.
Stupid, idiot, dumb teams that he's talking about, you think you take Carr out, put Brady in, you're going to the Super Bowl?
Yes.
Not a chance in hell.
No, you're not. Yes. I don't know if you're going to Kansas City. But not a chance.
But he believes it.
But Brady believes it.
Of course he does. Brady's the athlete.
I know. I do believe it.
How many teams? I mean, Tennessee, right to the Super Bowl?
All the way.
Nope.
All the way. Give me another one. Give me another team. I don't care.
I'll give you one. San Fran.
All the way.
I'll agree with you on San Fran. Rams, Shanahan, that
given
team,
what that defense looked like with the Rams, I would say, okay, I'll give you the Rams.
To be serious about this, there's more teams that would go to the Super Bowl with him just by adding him than teams that would not.
Well, I don't know.
It sounds crazy, but you're right.
I agree with that, but what I hear that you say, there's a lot there to chew on, right? Just that comment. You can dig into it. I'm kind of, you mentioned a little bit there, Mutt. Like, isn't he talking about Bill?
Absolutely. Like, there's not
I'm
as many.
I'm playing
Garvin,
for three
play
more
that
teams.
One again. Play
as
it
a matter
again.
Of fact, you had me. And you did. You let me go.
I mean, it's fine. I mean, everyone's got a choice to choose. You know, I think what you realize is that there's not as many smart people as you think. You know, it's just the reality. I think it's some, It'd be a no-brainer if you said, you know, hey, you got a chance to get Wayne Gretzky on your team, or you get a chance to have Michael Jordan on your team. Oh, we don't need him. You know, no thanks. We're good. You know, I, my mind, I'm kind of thinking, okay, well, let me go show those teams what they're missing. And at the same time, let me go prove to the team that did bet on me and the team that really showed that they really wanted me and committed to me that I'm not going to let them down.
Oh, honey, concerned. Honey, you want Italian tonight?
No, but
I'm watching. He's fine,
okay.
Fine.
So we're talking about
fine, walk away, fine.
Free agent Wayne Gretzky, free agent Michael Jordan, free agent Tom Brady. A lot of dumb people out there. They're not that smart.
Yep.
If you flipped it and said, well, how do you feel about the team that released Michael Jordan? How do you think about the team that released Wayne Gretzky? Tom, are they smart?
They're the dumbest.
They're the dumbest.
Top of the list.
Well, so what are you saying? I'm not right. I mean, what are you saying?
This whole week, right? Going back to Brady at the White House, the jokes he made, the way a kick in the
these
he's
teams,
playing two more years according to Guerrero. What a crappy week
if
you're
a Patriots
free
agent,
fan.
And if you don't want me, you are dumb. What about the team that released you? They got to be the biggest idiots going in the league.
No, because they actually nobody knew.
You.
No, you are right. I think he's doing both. Also doing both. You're right though, because if he's calling all those other teams, they're not smart because they can't recognize the opportunity when it's smack dab in their face. I think he believed
the stupidest team's the one that released them.
Definitely,
I think he believed that every single team would drop everything that they were doing, no matter what their current situation, no matter if they just drafted a quarterback or not. Screw it. Okay, the next best girl to walk in the room is Tom Brady.
So do you think the Chargers should have traded Herbert and signed Tom Brady?
No.
Well, but hold on. But if they wanted to win it, here is the answer to your problems. Justin Herbert, good player. He's a rookie. Do you want to? And I think the Chargers were one of the teams.
Our not ready for you.
Well, then you don't want to win.
Then
you're stupid.
Our organization's not ready for you.
And you're not
like
smart.
The Patriots weren't ready for him either. That's why he departed. You know, I'm just saying the roster, I should say, wasn't ready for you right now. And you could say maybe the Chargers had a better roster than the Patriots. I don't know.
Anthony Lynn would still have a job today.
The Tampa Bay definitely did.
Anthony Lynn would still have a job today if the Chargers would have signed Tom Brady. They would have been to the – they would have played – they would have been – worst case scenario, AFC Championship.
The Rams.
Game. Worst.
The Rams.
Rams, too.
The Rams.
Easily.
They tried it one
Any
year.
Any NFC West team.
They could have had, rather than going
out
and
there.
Trading what they traded for to go out and get Matthew Stafford a year earlier, they could have signed Tom Brady instead.
Isn't Brady better than 90%
team?
Of the quarterbacks in the league?
Yes. Yes. Sorry, Wiggy. Yes, he still is.
Okay.
Yes.
It doesn't have to be a Wiggy thing.
He's sort of an
answer.
Anti-Brady pro Cam Newton.
Oh, he's no longer in the team. He loved Brady before.
The point
he's
is,
not here anymore.
Yeah, right.
That if Cam's even use the NFC West, just use the Arizona Cardinals. You think if the Cardinals and Cliff Kingsbury, friend of the show, friend of Tom Brady, you think that relationship would suck? No way.
They're not going to the Super Bowl.
Neither one would. Brady wouldn't be married anymore. I can tell you that much now.
They're not going to the Super Bowl. But they're not going to the Super Bowl with Brady.
They
should have stayed with Kyler Murray and continued to build what they're building. They're building something special.
And that's the issue. the question is, in all these teams, they've already committed to making the change. So what he thought is like, forget about what the road you're down and all the decisions that you made, you know, trying to build something that has some longevity. Forget it. I give you the answers right now. How stupid are you? You could have been in the Super Bowl. You could have been in Tampa.
See, to me,
right
I think
now.
There was three teams. Tampa, obviously.
Yep.
The Rams and the Niners. Three teams.
I think the Rams.
Three teams.
Did you say the Rams?
Raiders.
The Rams,
Raiders
100%.
Or Rams? Oh, I think Raiders were definitely.
If they just add them, they go to the Super Bowl. Those three teams.
Tennessee.
Well, the Rams were definitely one because they didn't like Goff in the first place.
Yeah, I know. And a year later, they're like,
MF-er, and the MF-er that they were going to keep. That he talks
Goff.
About that he referenced is Goff.
I know. And then a year later they get Stafford.
Yeah.
So I'm sure they're happy with Stafford. But last year, with that defense and some of those weapons they had, oh boy.
But immediately get responses like this from people in the Twitch chat.
Uh-oh.
Brady didn't get released by the Patriots. Brady didn't want to play here anymore no matter what. That's the offense mechanism. When Brady calls out his team right there, which he did.
Yeah.
They default to, whoa, Brady didn't want to play here anymore. Yes, because Bill alienated him to a point.
So Brady was a free agent,
yeah,
correct?
I confirm that.
Brady was
you
a free
could
agent.
Have signed him,
okay.
Yes.
Then you're one of the idiots. You're the dumb person that didn't bring him back.
Totally agree. And it's he's done
How
that
is he
before.
He not talking about that?
And he's called him out again.
I mean, like you said, if Tom Brady, Wayne Gretzky, and Michael Jordan are out there as free agents, why wouldn't you want him? People are dumb.
Yeah.
Okay, now, how about the teams that released those
it's
three players?
It's a winning lottery ticket.
If they released them. How about those three teams?
But he's
which is
assuming.
Which is your team.
But in his head, he's like, I'm in my prime. I still got a lot left in the
tank. I got
tank.
3 years left. Yeah.
New Tom Brady's going to Tampa. He's going to the White House. He's making jokes, and he is calling out his old team. That's what we're getting here. Do we like new Tom Brady?
Love him.
We'll go around the room coming up. 617-779-7937, the phone number. We'll ask you, because this is new Tom Brady. We have evidence in front of us of a Tom Brady for years past not wanting to do what he just did. We'll get to that in your phone calls coming up. It's OMFWEI.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Ordway, Merlone, Fourier. Back to OMF on EEI.
How does it make you feel, Tom, when you hear your name being mentioned as the best ever?
I don't think I like it very much, truthfully. I don't think that's... It's almost more uncomfortable for me because I never see myself like that. And I, you know, I've always been the underdog.
I mean, that's 3 years ago. I'm not the best ever. Don't call me that. I'm the underdog. Fast forward to this week. He's Gretzky and Jordan. I love new Tom Brady.
Me too.
New Brady.
New Tom Brady has been like this for over a year now. Over a year now.
He is feeling it.
Yeah, but you got to admit.
He is sowing his wild oats, baby. I mean,
so he left, and it was still like COVID, so these interviews really weren't happening, and he's come off a bad year, and he's on a new team. We didn't know how it was going to work. It wasn't great early. Remember, they were 7-5 going to the break. Then you win the Super Bowl.
Don't lose again.
So now it's like, now it's new Tom Brady. You know, now we're puffing some chests around a little bit. Now we're doing interviews left and right. You know what I mean? Now we're in Subway commercials. Now we're doing everything now.
Yeah, there's a lot of like, you should have known better. You should have known. You had an opportunity and you passed.
He's got an edge to him now. And I think Lou's right. I mean, him winning now has changed it even more, right? You're saying we're seeing a different guy. We saw a different guy last year. But he has the confidence saying, like, I proved all these non-smart people, Bill, top of the list. I put them all wrong, and now I'm going to tell people about it because everything I do now is just gravy. He's already separated himself to some extent. As him and Belichick, he is seen on a higher plane than Belichick is. And now he's sort of rubbing it in.
This is what Brady would have been after they beat the Rams, after he won 6, in my opinion. This is the Tom Brady we would have got, you know, but he was in New England. You know what I mean? Like, after winning 6 against the Rams, like this, we would have had this type of offseason with interviews, but it's not Tampa Bay Tom. That was New England Tom, and he wasn't doing that sort of stuff because that was another puff your chest. 6 freaking Super Bowls. You know what I mean? So now they got 7. Now all of a sudden, this is the offseason of coming out. This is the offseason of talking about it. This is the offseason of being uncomfortable, being called the greatest, yet comparing yourself to Gretzky and Michael Jordan. I freaking love it.
So he's very tied to Bill Belichick. And Jim Gray asked a lot of different stuff last night in this interview. He asked specifically Tom Brady about coaches that have been part of his past. So I expect a glowing review of the 20-year history of Bill Belichick and Tom Brady, Ryan.
In different ways, I don't know if it's officially a coach, but I feel like I've had so many people that have helped me. Again, mentors, supporters that, you know, naturally you want to support others. And you want to see other people be the best.
Who are your mentors?
I had different mentors at different times. My first was my dad. You know, he was the one that was looked after me. was the guy that just was always in my corner, teaching me how to treat people, teaching me how to be a good teammate, how to be a good son, teach me about sportsmanship, kindness, love. You know, when I think specifically about certain things, let's say throwing a football, I learned from Tom Martinez when I was 14 years old.
Okay.
God rest his soul. He was a great mentor in my life, taught me how to throw a spiral. College, great mentors, Coach Carr. I had some great quarterbacks who I'd consider mentors, Brian Griese. Professionally, then I go on and I play under Bill Belichick. Greg Harden was a great mentor in college.
Stop. Wait a minute. Stop. Stop.
Wow.
Stop.
Lloyd Carr got more than Bill. Brian Greasy, I mean, is at so, the same level as freaking Bill Belichick.
I told you guys when I heard this, my reaction to it, that he completely disrespected Bill Belichick. Am I overstating that?
No, I don't think you are. I mean, Carr, he only played half the games, right? Like, if anything, he probably...
Drew Henson. I was going to say, Drew Henson was the favorite.
But, I mean, just to be like, you know, then I got the Pro Bowl, and it was like Bill.
Professionally, then I go on, and I play under Bill Belichick. Greg Harden was a great mentor in college. He was our sports psychologist for our team.
What?
I'm sure I'm missing others. But, you know, I feel like every person that comes into my life impacts me in some way.
Hey, listen, it's strange. I know some people are like, oh, you're reacting. No, well, you just felt like, I don't know, like the 20-year career you had and everything you accomplished to be like an extra sentence, or they would be a sentence to go with Bill.
The psychologist like, got more buzz than you.
Greg Harden was a great mentor in college.
Who's that? I don't know. But
who's Greg? Is it say Greg Harden? He's got to be his quarterback coach.
It said Greg Harden.
Professionally.
Yes, I know. Greg Harden.
Bill Belichick.
Harden. And then
right to Craig Carton.
What is it?
What is he going to explain Craig Carton for? But no, but it is.
Gambling advice.
Yeah. I agree. You hear it and you're like, boy, just like rattled names off. And you thought.
Professionally, then I go on and I play under Bill Belichick.
And then boom, right away, this Carton guy.
He's a life coach, motivational speaker, and an executive consultant. Who is best known for his work with 7-time Super Bowl champion quarterback Tom Brady. He also worked with Desmond Howard and a bunch of Olympic medalists. Michael Phelps. Wow, look at there.
How do you not give Bill a sentence?
Because you still hold a grudge, that's
and of
why.
Course, and of course, professionally, Bill Belichick, greatest coach of all time. The guy brought me in as a rookie, taught me how to play this. Just... Nothing, just Bill Belichick, right to the guy, right to the life coach.
Yeah, he's Greg Harden is listed as Michigan's secret weapon. He was actually featured on 60 Minutes Sports.
He's like their Ernie Adams.
No, he's not Ernie Adams. He's basically Alex Guerrero. Basically, Tony Robbins.
Tony Robbins.
He's a life coach.
Life coach, but he's not a physical guy.
No, he's a mental strength type of guy. Like, you know, be water. Don't think of water. Like, be water.
Bruce Lee.
Bruce Lee, sorry. Bruce Lee. Humana.
So, I mean, the first thing we played today, like, that's Brady. That's new Tom Brady. This guy here, we've seen for a while taking shots at Bill. I mean, it goes back to Jim Gray up at Salem State. I plead the fifth. Like, he's been trying to tell the world, it's Bill's fault that I'm not here anymore. Like, he's tried to tell us all. This is another example of, at least with this, I was sort of prepared for it because we've seen it over and over again, him dissing Bill in the breakup, even when he was still here. That first part about Gretzky and Jordan is way different.
I'm going to separate it, though. I am going to separate it because, yes, indirectly, it's a shot at Bill. But these comments are directed to the stupid teams who did not decide, who could not recognize that he was the difference. Like, you finally get this opportunity. You've been going in circles with draft picks and free agent quarterbacks and trades and coaches and GMs. I give you the answer to your prayers. That's all you need. Now, it's not even going to cost you a lot of money. Okay, you just have to pay me.
How about if he has a great season, goes to the Super Bowl, and loses to Pat Mahomes and the Chiefs? Is he talking about how stupid everybody is?
No. Yes. No, I don't think so.
Yeah.
I think winning the Super Bowl is everything.
This is a bigger version of him tossing that trophy.
Yeah.
He felt so comfortable on those boats in Tampa. He's chucking the trophy.
Not as many smart people as you think.
Yeah.
I think if he loses to Kansas City,
he's not sitting there talking about those MFers chose him over. It's like, I took him to the Super Bowl, but the fact that he won it now is like the ultimate. It's just the ultimate. He can do and say whatever the hell he wants freely. Which he's never been able to do, you know.
He's always
in the past.
He's been he constantly proves people wrong. So the GMs, he's really talking to the GMs and the owners. Because if you're an owner I would say ultimately you have final say. You can easily say, you know what, I don't care what you think. I want Tom Brady. Jerry Jones could have answered all your prayers. Name a team. Name any of them.
Yeah.
So I think he's actually, I don't know if he's puffing his chest or not, but he sure is saying, you know, wagging his fingers.
He is.
You should have known. You should have known. I warned you.
But he's so involved.
What does that look like if you puff up your chest and you do your finger? You can't do puffing your chest and fingers. That looks really, it looks like a, you know, like a Rolling Stones.
Is it Matumbo like this?
I think he puffs his chest.
That's the worst dance I've ever seen in my life. What you just did is the worst dance in the history.
It's Mick Jagger.
Do that again on Twitch.
It's Mick Jagger. He's going like.
When he starts talking about Gretzky and Jordan, he's puffing his chest, and then he sits back in his seat, and then he starts wagging his finger.
He does both.
Yes.
He's really like, no.
Dumbass.
Guys, he's Jordan in the Last Dance documentary.
Oh, that's fantastic.
He is Jordan in the Last Dance where Jordan's like laughing at the iPad. And all the stories he's getting and laughing how dumb these teams were and people were.
Beautiful.
He's doing this now in front of us. You guys want to react. I love new Tom Brady. Sounds like Lou does. Do you love new Brady, Fourier?
I've always loved new Tom Brady.
Okay. He's loved old Tom Brady.
I always knew this Brady was in the old Brady.
Until the new Brady throws a touchdown pass to an old receiver, then he's not going to like him anymore.
That record's gone.
Your call's coming up next. 617-779-7937. More from Brady next as well. This is OMF.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Who were your mentors? I had different mentors at different times. My first was my dad. You know, he was the one that was looked after me, was the guy that just was always in my corner teaching me how to treat people, teaching me how to be a good teammate, how to be a good son, kindness, love. Tom Martinez, when I was 14 years old, God rest his soul. He was a great mentor in my life, taught me how to throw a spiral. Great mentors, Coach Carr. I had some great quarterbacks who I'd consider mentors, Brian Griese. Professionally, then I go on and I play under Bill Belichick. Greg Hardin was a great mentor in college.
Woo! Right by. Drive by an exit sometimes and miss it. That's Brady right there.
Slam on the brakes.
Right by the Bill.
Go in reverse.
Oh, there's Bill Belichick. Bye. See ya.
He's spent a little more time on him.
New Tom Brady. We got some more sound from Tom and Jim Gray last night. We have some wild NFL news, top of the hour at 3 o'clock, that we have to work through because it could tie into a team really in this division, at least based on some of the tweets you've seen in the last couple of months. But I want to take some phone calls on new Tom Brady, 617-779-7937. MFers and Mud hanging out on a beautiful Thursday in New England. David in a car waiting patiently on new Tom Brady. Hi, David.
Hey, good afternoon, gentlemen. A great team you guys together. I really love it, and I mean it. You guys are really good together.
Thanks, buddy.
So here's my thing. I'm a New England fan still. I'm a season holder. I love the new Tom Brady because of what he said, the statements that he's making, the comments that he's made. He is so right. He is so right. What he did in the time he was in New England and now going to the Bucks, it's a lot more difficult to do what Jordan and Gretzky did because those are smaller teams. You can just give the ball to Jordan. He could score 50 points, and he's got the game on his back. Brady had to depend on all these other scenarios to play out in order for him to succeed. I still think Brady holds over Belichick's head the Super Bowl against Philly because we know who then play, and I think Brady, that was a problem for Brady. He never said anything about it. Eventually, I believe he will. I think Brady, the way he's going, the way he's speaking, being honest, not having to do that Patriots way, you can't say this, you can't say that. I think it's good for him, and this guy is a dangerous weapon, and shame on the Crafts for not holding on to him in here.
Still playing the shame bell.
Still ringing the shame bell.
You know what's funny is like when Tom Brady, when they won the Super Bowl, did you think that he would kind of use it kind of the way he is? Because we've never really seen that.
How is he using it?
Well, I'm just saying coming out and just being like laughing at the teams that didn't sign him, calling them dumb. You know, how could you pass on Gretzky, on Jordan, on me? You know what I mean? Like, he's actually using it, throwing it back in people's faces. And as we said, I mean, if you're pissed off that people didn't sign the greats as a free agent, you must think that the team that released that player or let that player walk has to be the biggest idiot in the room, which is New England. So I don't know. I feel like he's out there. He's talking about it. Just all of it. I feel like he's actually, you know, won seven straight, and we're like, man, he's got all the power now. Well, like, he's the guy. There's no more questioning him. And he's out there now talking the talk as well. It's fantastic.
I've heard you, Christian, talk about his confidence. And I think, is it fair to say maybe we are seeing as a public sort of that full Brady confidence for the first time publicly ever, based on the way he talked? I mean, comparing himself to those two guys?
I know, but I mean, I don't think... I think if you want to use another example, so because I always feel like they're actually not even great examples. Like, you want to use a contemporary, you know, like example, like Brett Favre. Hey, Brett Favre's going to be a free agent, everybody. Green Bay, sick of him.
Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah. Hey, guess what? Aaron Rodgers has been hinting for the last 6 months that he wants out. Why isn't everybody banging down the door, selling the farm for 1 year of greatness, 2 years of greatness? I mean, Peyton Manning, same thing. He took a tour. You know, he talked to a bunch of different teams and then Denver put the best offer and had the best weapons. You would think there would be 28 teams doing that for Peyton Manning. Are those teams stupid too? Like, did Peyton Manning never said that, although it took him longer than Brady? I think the fact that Brady won it the very first year.
That is amazing.
The very first year. It proves his point. No, you don't have to wait a year or two. No, I come in right away. I don't even need any practices. You just give me the playbook. I'll figure it out as I go. And, oh, by the way, I'll do it on one leg. I have a torn MCL straight through.
I forgot the uphill.
So think about it. I'll do all this stuff. I'll learn a new offense. Peyton Manning didn't learn a new offense. He learned
it with him.
It was his offense. They adapted to him. Brett Favre, I mean, a semblance of his new offense based on the coordinators, but how is he wrong?
It is ridiculous.
The fact is that he's wrong. There's safety. There's safety in what he's saying.
Imagine if Montana went to Kansas City and won the Super Bowl that year. You know, we'd be doing the same thing, like San Fran. You let him go. I know you got, and they had a different scenario, right? They had Steve Young waiting for him. Yeah. But still, if Montana went to Kansas City, they had a good playoff.
They got
team.
To an AFC title.
Yeah,
game.
They're a good team.
But,
good
this,
team. But if he had just won the Super Bowl, you'd be like, oh.
Yeah, but they had to. Here's the thing.
That's
the
fair.
Other thing.
That's but it's different yeah. because they had Steve Young. You have Jared Stidham.
Yeah, but also the tougher thing with San Fran is.
At the time, you had Stidham. That was it.
Yeah, they had to trade Montana. Peyton was done. Favre was done. Like, Montana would have been is a great, you know, comparison because one of the greatest of all time until Brady took him over.
Thought Brady was done.
Everyone thought it wasn't worth
yeah.
it.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, like, so yeah. if you were trying to groom a new player, if you wasted a draft pick on a first-round quarterback, you weren't going to, like, stop his development so Brady can step in and maybe get you 1 or 2 years. Maybe, because we know right now it's 3 at the most. So now, if you knew that you could get 3 years of Tom Brady, based on what now, do you think everyone would rethink their decision?
Are we sure it's only three?
Well, it's 45. He's saying 45. I'm including last year. So eventually, it's 3 years.
Okay. Hold on a second. So he was asked by Jim Gray. He was asked by Jim Gray last night as part of the interview. We'll get to your calls, I promise. Is competition the reason you keep coming back? Here was Jim Gray and Tom Brady last night on satellite radio.
Is that the draw, the competition? Or do you think you're going to improve? Do you think you'll be better at age 44 than you were at 38, 28?
It's difficult to say. I wouldn't say at 44 you're in a, you know, you passed your physical prime, absolutely. You know, I believe that I've sustained it for a long period of time. But I don't see me now, and there wouldn't be a reason to, like, improve, let's say, my arm strength or the distance I can throw a ball or the speed I can run physically. It is what it is. It's just I've actually maintained that for a long period of time through a lot of, you know, unique thoughts in my workout, my recovery, my training. You know, mentally, I know how to prepare, you know. So I think a lot of those things are, it's really maintaining a championship level of play. It's not about, you know, how much better can I be at 44 than I was at 38. It's more about, am I at a championship level as a quarterback? If I am, I'm going to play and I'm going to compete because I love it. Naturally, I think for people, it's always easy to say, well, you know, what more is there to prove or why keep playing? I play because I love the game. I play because I love to compete. You know, we shouldn't stop our life, even though we love something, because it's just someone puts an arbitrary timeline on that. And I felt for a long time I could play till I was 45 years old. I think I committed to say, hey, I'm going to play till I'm 45, and this year I'll be 44, which naturally takes me to next year, and I've got a two-year contract, and we'll see what happens beyond that. So.
Oh, so is he going to play beyond 45, Tom Brady?
Yeah, I mean, I think I got to get to that point first and then just evaluate how I feel and where I'm at in my life. But things change as you get older, and there's a lot of different responsibilities I have in my life. My kids and my family is certainly very important, and they made a lot of sacrifice over a long period of time to watch me play. So, you know, I owe it to them, too.
Yeah, I can play beyond 45.
So it's important. Whatever. That was the response. Yeah, I think I got to get to that point first. But the question was indeed, and we didn't play the question from Jim, but it was, is it still possible to play beyond 45?
Still possible beyond?
Yeah.
Wow.
What if I don't believe it.
What if it's 5 years?
I don't believe it at all.
What if 50 is a number? What if he's like, I'm going to play until I'm 50 effing years old?
There's got to be an end to this.
It may never end.
It's going to end. That's the only thing that I will guarantee you, that your career will end and you will have to pay your taxes or wait 8 months to get your return like I did. But whatever. Okay. I'm not going to bitch about it. I know. Okay, so what's the problem? I don't know what the go to Al real quick, because I'm sticking to this guy.
Sure,
going. I'm curious, and I'm gonna let him speak because he thinks that I'm just as big of a moron as he is.
No, a bigger one.
Okay. The same.
This is the great Al from Everett. Hi, Al.
Hey, hi guys. I told you before, you're one of my favorite guys in the media. I think you're fantastic.
But
it's nothing personal. I didn't say moron. It's probably trying to spice it up a little, but that's all right. Makes for good radio. Hey,
that's literally what it says on the shit on the sheet. Go ahead. Get it out of your system.
So Lou was the only one in there a year ago, over a year ago, when the moron, the fraud, let Brady become a free agent, right? And I called the air and I said, now you're going to see the real Bill Belichick. At the time, it was 7 years without Brady, and he was abysmal failure. And you hung up on me. You told me I was a moron. Now all the whole story, no more genius, Christian, right? No more genius. And I'm sitting down. I'm in downtown Boston, Lou, and I know he's a fraud. You don't think Brady knows he's a fraud?
So wait, I'm lost a little bit. But Al, what are you? Listen, I agree, but what are you upset
what?
With Christian about?
Christian, how come you don't know? You played the league.
Well, I don't know what do you? I don't. I still. I do not.
Oh,
know
Bill's
what you're
fraud.
Upset about? What are you?
You said that guy's. You didn't know me at the time. You said, why do you take calls from a guy like that? He's a moron. And I was right. And you're saying what I said
right
a year
about,
ago.
But what were you right about? Let's get to that
Belichick
point.
Belichick is a fraud?
That Bill Belichick was an abysmal failure 7 years without Brady. Now it's eight. If you have eight years in the league as an NFL head coach, that's a pretty good career, right?
Yeah.
Most guys get fired in five, right?
Yes.
If you've got 8 years, he's got a full career without Brady. And he was awful.
All right, so we have is Al calling back a year later to say he was right and you were wrong. That's what
Christian,
we just did. All that for him to
I
say.
I still don't know.
He was right. You were wrong.
It sounds like my
Christian.
I still don't know what
he
I was
wants
trying
you
about.
To admit.
That what?
Just say you're an idiot. And let's move on.
I'm an idiot.
Okay,
let's move on. You
basically,
don't sound good.
That Tom built Bill. I think that's where Al always goes.
Are we going back to this whole, like, before when Bill was with Cleveland, when he was a head coach? Are we going way back then? And
we're going to get to it at some point. I know that. But it's like even Karen Garigian wrote an article today about Bill, how big this year is. We talked about it before. I think Bill is one of the greatest coaches of all time. I think he's the greatest coach of all time. You give me two more years of just 9-8, 10-7, that greatest all of a sudden may go away. Or there'll be a fair debate. Is he really the greatest? He's still a great coach, one of the greatest of all time, but is he the greatest? Because he's still 10-7 without him, 7-9 without him, 9-8 without him. He's got to turn this thing around.
Well, Greeny,
he's a great coach.
Greeny said he's the greatest,
that's
but not the best.
That's the greatest best. Play, but it is not the best.
He might be the best coach, but not the greatest.
Jonathan's in Boston. Hi, Jonathan.
How you doing, guys? Thanks for taking my call. Listen, I just think this whole thing with Brady, man, like when Belichick first came to the Patriots, there was already some great defensive players established here. Brady came into the league. He came into a team that was defense-based, and he wasn't nothing exciting. Yeah, he had the leadership qualities, but I think that Brady was built by Belichick and the offensive system that they've had here over the years with Weiss and McDaniels and everything, and he became a fine-tuned athlete. And you know what? Yeah, of course he was going to go somewhere else and win. I mean, he went to a super team. Let's look at it like that. I mean, the guy didn't go to another squad where there wasn't, you know, guys built. Of course he's going to win because he's a superior athlete at this point. He's perfected his craft.
He's 44 years old.
Credit.
What does he get credit
for? It doesn't matter.
What does he get credit for with Tom?
What has Brady done?
What are you giving him credit for in Brady's career?
What I'm saying is Tom Brady, in the beginning of the Patriots dynasties, Peyton Manning was a far better quarterback.
Jonathan, that's 20 years ago. Are you? You can't be serious.
That's my whole point.
No, and that's why you're stuck in 1997.
What his point is?
1998, 2000.
Are we at the point where we're going to say Brady gets too much credit?
He had two Hall of Fame careers. The game manager portion of his career and the Tom Brady, the best quarterback in football portion. Okay, to go back to those couple years, yep, on some of those teams he wasn't asked to do that much. And then in the second half of his tenure here, he carried the freaking team. He covered up Bill's mistakes. He covered up the defense mistakes, the offensive line mistakes.
What he did.
Over and over and over again. And he's going back to 2002.
What he
did. Oh, he's game manager.
Yeah, what
game
he
manager.
Did in
Manning's
that
better.
First Super Bowl with, a minute and a half left to go against the Rams was different.
That was nothing.
That was different.
No big deal.
People forget that his second year in the league, he led the league in touchdowns. Second year.
Yeah, no big deal.
He's led the league in touchdowns.
Product of Bill. A Bill product.
I don't get that. Like, you just forget. Hey, he was a product. He didn't do anything. He wasn't that good.
Yeah,
second
right.
year, he led the league, the NFL, in touchdowns. Like, how's that? I don't.
Stats are for losers.
That's true, too.
What's up,
Unless
Phil?
You got to tell me how many yards Cam Newton threw.
Hey. Phil, you're on OMF, buddy.
Oh. Hey.
Hey.
Thanks for taking the call, guys.
Yep.
Hey, so, Lou and Chris, you guys know, I have a hard time with Bill Belichick nowadays, tolerating him. He's a great coach. Yes, I agree. But you know what? I think he's past his time. Anyway, just think. Kraft is sitting here, and Tom Brady goes and wins another Super Bowl with another team, which that last caller saying it was a super team. They didn't make the playoffs the year before. So don't say it was a super team. Anyway, back to Tom Brady. We knew, and I believe you had to know, that he had this hidden ideal inside of him, the kind of characteristics he had, and he wanted to show you who he really was. But no, Bill Belichick has to have control, had to have control. And once again, Bill Belichick had to have his way, so Tom Brady had to go, because Bill Belichick wanted to prove that it was him before Tom. And you know what? He got slapped in the face with it. I'm glad it happened. And I'm telling you what, if they turn around and if Tom Brady wins another Super Bowl this year, Bill Belichick's ass, if he doesn't make the playoffs at least, should be fired. If I'm Tom Brady in New England, I'll tell you, if I've got the score and I'm running it up, I'm taking one of those passes when I can, and I'm going to dot Mr. Belichick right between the eyes on the sideline.
Phil,
you imagine that? That'd be so...
He wants to go
to Bull Durham.
Varsity Blues.
Varsity Blues.
When he throws it out of bounds, hits the mascot to stop the clock.
Well, they did it in Bull Durham, too. They got the idea from Bull Durham with the baseball.
They probably did. They all steal stuff. I mean, that's... So here you go. July 22nd, your first fire Belichick call.
No,
it's already
started.
But think about it, though. So, when the decision looks bad now.
Okay.
Imagine if he keeps winning, not just getting there, but he's winning them. Because the quarterback will always be the most difficult position to fill in any sport.
If he keeps playing at a high level for the next 2-3 years.
And then he wins again.
But see, it's like this new Tom Brady. Do you think that he's gaining favor publicly? So, like, the people that were like didn't like him before when he was in New England, aren't they seeing a different side of this guy? Cracking jokes?
Brady's
he's already just swung the Democrats on his side, given what he did at the White House, right?
Smart move, Tom.
Now all of a sudden they love him. So it's like, I feel like this new personality is showing more of a human side. Like when he was in New England, he was like the hot chick that didn't talk to anyone in the room. He just called her a bitch because she didn't talk.
Yep.
You know that one?
Yeah.
You're like, she must be bitchy. She's just quiet and shy and doesn't talk to you. And that was kind of like Brady. You didn't really hear much from him. So everybody started giving their opinions on what they thought he was.
Gave him nothing.
What they thought he was like. Now he's actually giving you who he is. And people are sitting there saying, hey, he's a pretty funny guy.
Okay.
He's a pretty good personality. He'll do commercials. He'll make crack jokes at the White House.
Oh, does the real Tom Brady do his own shopping now? Do we believe this comment from Tom Brady last night with Jim Gray talking about meeting people out at just your normal everyday stores in Tampa?
I always want to over-deliver for people, you know, when people meet me outside on the street, when people meet me in the neighborhood, or when people meet me. I always want to feel like they left going, hey, man, that guy was a cool guy. You know, I enjoyed meeting that guy. And sometimes that's a, you know, you got to work. That's an effort thing. You know, if I take my kids out, let's say to Target to, you know, go shopping, you know, it's like I'm just I want to be with them and spend time with them, and then people will see me. So I don't really have my game face on. You know, I'm kind of in my family mode. So some of those experiences can be a little tricky to navigate. And because, again, I don't want them walking away thinking, oh, I met that guy. You know, he's a real jerk because I had those experiences when I was a kid.
He isn't shy.
Target?
He's not a Target. Come on now.
Kids love Target, though.
Yeah, he loves to order online and get it delivered. You think Tom Brady stepped his foot?
Is the nanny taking the Target?
Yeah, he's not.
You know, don't your kids love running up and down the aisles when they were little? Like,
yeah, but we're not Brady.
Alex, can you take the kids to Target real quick for me?
No.
I mean, he's not going to Target.
It's not the same.
Nick in Dover. Hi, Nick.
Hey, bud.
What's up, Nick? You're on the air, bud.
Yes.
Good talk, Nick.
Nick, you there?
Go.
I'm here.
Go.
What do you want?
Sorry, guys. You know, Mutt, I love you, but enough with the love fest with Tom Brady. I want to vomit as I'm driving down the road right now. And earlier you guys said that Tom Brady last year when he was a free agent was better than 90% of the league. I remember a couple of you guys saying the same, that there's 8 or 10 players better than Tom Brady. He was serviceable. He was very smart.
No. Not this guy.
Finish, please?
No way.
But you're lying.
But you're lying, so we have to stop you. That's not us.
Okay. All right. Christian, I'm sorry if you take offense. I'm just saying, you. 1 minute I listen to the station, and all I hear is that Tom Brady, I would never hate on Tom Brady. I think Tom Brady is the greatest quarterback to ever wear that uniform in New England. But he had some great opportunity here. He had great coaching here. He had great players around him here, yourself included. And to take away from those guys, when you say that Tom Brady carried this team, Mutt? No, I can't. I'm sorry. I can't take that. Thank you guys for taking my call, though.
Thanks, Nick.
I mean, okay, that was a very serious, very. That was not like over the top. It wasn't like, you know.
I got to be honest.
He was
with you.
He was so very reserved. So you want to answer that question, Mutt? I mean, I feel like he was directing it at you.
Well, he said the whole station. Like, I begged for months for them to re-sign Tom Brady.
But this is how it works.
Better off without him.
So there's like four different.
It's really addressing you.
But there's four shows right here, basically from 6 to like whatever, 10. So there's four different shows. So you can't just say the whole station. I don't know what station you're talking about. But I'll ask you this question. So how many years of those 20 years he spent here in New England did we sit there and how many times did we say, you know, that roster's better than New England? That team's better than New England. Pats will still win.
Over and over again.
But that roster's better.
Because of Bill
this
and Tom.
Team's better.
Yep.
That team's better. They got a better defense. They got better weapons. They got a better line. They got everything. You know, how many times do you ever say the Patriots have legitimately the best roster in the NFL? Might have been like 03, 04, 07. You know what I mean? I mean, you know, there were years where you're like, they're 14-2, and you're like, there's still teams. There's a team out there, 10-6, is the better roster, but they're losing their goddamn mind.
He made them better. There's no doubt he upgraded the talent on
this
team.
So it wasn't like he had this best talent in the league every single year.
This hour of OMF brought to you by Northeast Electrical, where pros need pros at needco.com. We'll talk about Brady plenty during the show today, but when we come back, we get to the breaking news in the NFL. Things are getting wild regarding COVID. That's next.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.